The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Happy Monday to you. Well, welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show. Now, I know for some folks, Monday and happy don't go together. They are oxymoronic, or just plain moronic. And anyway, glad you're with us. As always, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get together, talk about things going on, including coming up this hour, for example, radical Islam is causing huge suffering, as we know, in Nigeria and Syria, but also threatening the stability of countries such as Malaysia and Indonesia. That according to a warning from the Christian human rights organization Christian Solidarity International, CSI for short. Dr. John Eidner is CSI's CEO and chairman of the board. He's going to join me in just a few minutes to talk about this warning that CSI is raising as a great concern, among others who also are talking about these matters. We talk about this a lot, in fact, on the show in terms of the persecuted church and the suffering of Christians and other groups, non-Christian groups also, whose human rights, religious rights are being horribly violated and abused. And we will continue to do that on the show and here on WAVA. With the bogus and highly partisan impeachment inquiry by House Democrats still very, for all of its foolishness, still very much in the news, I spoke in one of the previous hours of the show last week with Heritage Foundation's John Malcolm about a Heritage report titled The Impeachment Process, The Constitution and Historical Practice. I think good things to be reminded of these days with such muddying of the constitutional waters as is going on. Points well made that America's founders did not provide for impeachment as a partisan political weapon or as a response by Congress to a president's policies with which they disagree. Instead, Heritage tells us, impeachment is a remedy for serious misconduct by the president and other federal officials that renders them unfit for office. Now, we're going to share that conversation with John Malcolm from an earlier hour. That's coming up later this hour. Next hour, first up, a conversation with Pastor David Mitchell about the next Tradeway event called Step One, Start Your Journey, coming to the D.C. metro area on Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th. And this is, in fact, a chance for anyone. I understand that's what exactly is meant. Anyone to learn how to start trading stocks, even if you've never had any previous experience in such a thing and you couldn't imagine yourself doing it. From everything I've learned from David and the folks who represent Tradeway through the years, it is highly doable and people are doing it and changing their financial futures. So we want you to know about that coming up first part of next hour. Also next hour, as part of our weekly 21 Wilberforce update on religious and human rights concerns all over the world, we're going to be speaking live from Dallas, Texas, with well-known Nigerian Christian leaders, Archbishop Benjamin Kwasi and Dr. Gloria Kwasi, who are being presented the 21 Wilberforce's second annual Frank Wolf Speak Freedom Award. It's the Frank Wolf Speak Freedom Award. This is the second annual, and it's being presented to these remarkable people in honor of their outstanding work on behalf of the persecuted in their own country as well as other parts of Africa and the world. It's going to be presented, I believe, at a dinner this evening at Dallas Baptist University in Dallas, Texas. But we're going to speak with Benjamin and Gloria live in the latter part of the 5 o'clock hour. Now, before any of that, I'm sure some of you at least are saying, all right, Crow, what happened in the campaign? I hope that's what you're asking, because some of you really seriously followed this and so faithfully invested. Well, I can tell you some good news. I want to start with a big, huge thank you from all of us here at WAVA and from Food for the Poor. Your fantastic giving in putting our Food for the Poor Bahamas Emergency Relief Campaign up and over the top, considerably over the top over the weekend. Now, you may remember I said our campaign goal is a little over $42,000. Actually, $42,353 was our target goal. You gave $43,279, or nearly $1,000 over goal, $926 to be exact. So I'm sure the folks at Food for the Poor would want me to convey their gratitude and thanks to you for what you've done in that regard, because it is going to make a huge difference in the lives of those who have suffered such profound loss in the Bahamas. And I know it can get wearying to say, man, it just seems like it never ends. No, the crises, sadly, in the world never end. Either human crises, such as the persecution we're talking about, Christians and others being slaughtered by evil forces that simply insist they accept their ideology or way of life or whatever, or else pay with their lives. And then other pressures, such as natural disasters, such as we've been talking about, the long extended drought in Haiti, the humanitarian crisis there, and so many other parts of the world that you and I at least get to learn about. And then for us, think about this. For us here in comfortable America, it's optional. Nobody, thank God, has a gun at our head saying you must do this or that. There are those who'd like to go that route, I'm sure, but thank God we're not there and hopefully never will be. But that leaves us the freedom to minister to the brokenness and the pain and the hurt and the needs of other people around the world, which you've done so well for so long here in partnership with us here on WAVA. So again, I can't thank you enough for that. And we will keep you posted as to other needs as they come along. But I just want to encourage your hearts to realize that God is still in charge. Now, that may seem trite. You may say, Don, the whole world's coming apart. It's unraveling at the seams. Whatever metaphor you want, it's coming unglued. It's blowing up in all directions at once. Well, this is, folks, why we need to be people of the Scriptures, people of the Word. We need to dig into the Word more than ever and realize that God has not lost control, and He never will. And in all of this chaos and all of this destruction, and by the way, if you understand your Bible, you know it's going to get worse before it gets better. He is still the sovereign Lord. I've said it often, one of my favorite verses is out of Psalm 2, "Yet have I set my king on my holy hill of Zion." And God in that psalm says, I'm giving my son this, I'm declaring you my son, and I'm giving you the nations as your inheritance. And the fullness of that, the fulfillment of that is yet to come, but I guarantee you it's going to happen. Because God has said it, it's going to be so, and we need to stay rooted in the truth of Scripture, the anchor of the soul in such times, and realize that God hasn't abdicated his throne, he's still in charge. And we can rest in that while we work to build his kingdom on the earth. Stay with us. We have more to share. Coming right back.
You're about to hear a commercial for WAVA listeners specifically for a very unique mortgage team that has two very specific things to share with your family. One, the core substance of our mortgage team is faith and family. We're family operated with faith at our core. Two, we're a bit weird. We're a small family-run team, but our small team has the advantage of being an arm of a big direct lender. And for you, that means personal care a family-run team can give, but with big lending power. We use our own money, we get to make our own decisions, and often that advantage allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you a significant amount of money on new home purchases, cashing out equity in your home, or refinances. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
Nice!
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. As a result of refinancing, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. If the goal of the trade war is to hurt China as we push them to change, it's working. China's economic growth rates are definitely falling. But, as we recently showed on Town Hall Finance, the jobs are leaving China, but they're not coming to the U.S. Jobs are heading to other parts of emerging Asia, often still employed by Chinese-owned companies. And doesn't that make sense? As we slap tariffs on China, markets push supply chains further down the labor scale, not up to higher-wage America. Markets are highly fluid. Throw a rock in the stream, and the water finds its way around it. For most of human history, China was the world's economic superpower. The U.S. did not surpass China until we abolished slavery, repealed the wartime income tax, and established sound money. We need to go back to that basic formula, the one that permitted us to end Chinese dominance in the first place. Universal human dignity, low taxes, and sound money.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
Does it drive you crazy that other people handle your savings and retirement and you really never know what they're doing with your money? The fact is, no one cares more about your hard-earned money than you do. Everything you've worked so hard for should be protected, and who better to do that than you? I want to invite you to attend Tradeway's groundbreaking two-day event, Step 1, Start Your Journey. This powerful education will give you the potential to change your family's financial future. You'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need and some pretty great tools to help you get started. Come join us and bring your family.
Join us at the National Conference Center, Leesburg, October 11th and 12th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. According to the ICRC, the International Community, or Committee rather, the International Committee of the Red Cross, nearly 22,000 Nigerians have been reported as missing during a decade of conflict in northeast Nigeria. Highest number of missing persons registered with the ICRC in any country, and the organization's highest caseload in the world. In addition, 2 million people are estimated to be displaced from their homes in that same region of northeast Nigeria. And according to a report from CSI, Christian Solidarity International, the deadly impact of radical Islam is being experienced as well in Syria, while threatening the stability of such countries as Malaysia and Indonesia. Join us to talk more about it, Dr. John Eibner, CEO, Chairman of the Board of CSI. By the way, many of you already know, it's a marvelous Christian human rights organization campaigning for religious liberty and human dignity, and it's active all over the world where religious minorities are being persecuted. In fact, in Nigeria, CSI is delivering food and medical aid to victims in support of displaced families, and I would suggest that you can partner with them and learn more by going to their website, csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org. Dr. Eidner, it's been a while since we've chatted, my friend, but an honor again to welcome you to the show.
Great to be back with you, Don. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. I've just mentioned for countries of great concern, Nigeria is at the top of the list, then Syria, but also concern over the stability of Malaysia and Indonesia. So where can we start? Maybe take us to Nigeria first from your perspective in view of what CSI is doing there.
Well, Nigeria is where the violence against Christians is currently the highest. We've all been aware of what ISIS and other radical groups have done in Syria. But Nigeria at the moment is the hot spot. And the thing that links Nigeria with Syria and the threat to Indonesia and Malaysia is radical Islam coming from the Gulf, emanating from Saudi Arabia and the Gulf countries. And it's already devastated Syria. It is currently devastating Nigeria, and it threatens to devastate two countries in the Far East that have been relatively stable and where there has been some history of good Christian-Muslim relations. That's Malaysia and Indonesia. So the threat is the same to these three countries, which really span the globe from the west of Africa through the Middle East to the Far East.
Now, the threat, as you've said, is the same in terms of behind it all is radicalized Islam, but it has many different faces, doesn't it? Boko Haram or Al-Shabaab or any number of other groups, Al-Qaeda. And can you talk about, are they all disparate? Do they work together? Do they work from a common agenda? Or is it just the ideology itself that drives them?
Well, there's a common ideology that binds them all together, but many of them do cooperate at times. Sometimes they even work against each other. Some are enemies of the United States, like ISIS, and attacks Western targets. Others have been supported by Washington to use against other enemies. So it's a very complicated political mix, but there is this common ideology that comes out of the Gulf, and this ideology has been fueled primarily by Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states, using oil money over many decades. And now the world pays a very, very heavy price for that.
And because of its hydra-headedness, if you will, multi-headed expressions, it's hard to really address it in one place. It's really so amorphous in that regard, isn't it?
It is indeed. Much has been made of the so-called defeat of ISIS in Syria, and that's a very good thing. ISIS has been certainly pushed underground. But we find other heads of this radical Islam emerging in Nigeria with terrorism, not just a radical ideology, but actually terror, Boko Haram, there's Fulani, Islamic-driven militias, and other groups, and they split and they come back together. And the battle is not over by any means. The defeat of ISIS is a battle and a war that will go on very much longer and have many different fronts.
That seems there, of course, the most poignant and anguishing part of all of this is the pain inflicted on so many of the children. Nigeria, especially a case in point, Boko Haram, actually capturing hundreds of them and kidnapping them and abusing them. What can you tell us more about that?
Well, the civilians in Nigeria, and I believe you know Nigeria very well, Don, pay a very, very heavy price for this conflict. The plight of Boko Haram captives has been well known, that they have been killed, they have been raped. Just a few days ago in the mainstream media, a case was highlighted not of Boko Haram, but a Quranic school where boys were changed, beaten, sexually abused. This was not Boko Haram. This was not a terrorist group, but this was a fairly normal Islamic Quranic school that was legal, operating legally. So the children in particular in this country suffer terribly, especially from displacement. They're on the run. They have no permanent homes. They're not getting education. But it takes many different forms, the suffering that they are subjected to. Nigeria really is on the verge of collapse, on the verge of becoming a failed state. And the failure of that state is going to have huge consequences for the whole of the African continent.
In your view, from your perspective, and it is an informed and considered perspective because of the work that CSI does in that and other parts of the world, what are the solutions? What are steps that can and need to be taken to prevent that?
Well, I think I go back to the source. What is the source of the problem? And the source is this radical Islam that emanates from Saudi Arabia and its allies in the Gulf and creates an atmosphere around the world, a culture that produces this kind of terrorism. And the United States has to address that. The United States is its main ally in the Middle East, apart from Israel, is Saudi Arabia. And we have to deal with the source and say, this is unacceptable. We will not cooperate. We will not continue to prop you up if you continue to spread this ideology that results in the demise of Christian communities in the Middle East, in Syria, and Iraq, that's producing this kind of violence and threat to the Christian church in Nigeria, and that poses a longer-term threat in the Far East, in Malaysia and Indonesia. Indonesia is the largest Islamic country in the world in terms of population. The fate of that country is enormously important for the world, for the Christian church, and whether it is a tolerant society or whether it's a radicalized, intolerant society. These are questions that not only impact individuals in a very serious way, but that impacts the global church of Christ. It has a strategic importance for the church, and it really is high time that Washington comes to grips with the radical Islam emanating from Saudi Arabia and the Gulf, and not to go back to sleep now that ISIS has been militarily defeated in Syria.
And in addition to that, it bears repeating, because when we first met and began to work together, it was a number of years ago when you were doing such great but vital and rather lonely work at the time in Sudan, in South Sudan eventually. But my point is that I mentioned at the outset, you as an organization are not just talking about the problems or analyzing the problems, but you're doing what you can. Talk about your operations, for example, to deliver food and medical aid to the victims and the displaced families, Nigeria case in point, and how folks can partner with you in that regard.
Well, we have aid programs for the displaced. There's food, clothing, medicine. We help to provide shelter for those that have been driven out of their homes in northeastern Nigeria and the Middle Belt, Christian communities that have been uprooted and displaced. And we provide first aid. We did this in South Sudan. We've done it in many other frontline situations. But we do more than provide this first aid. We try to bring about a fundamental change in the situation. So we work at two levels. One, the first aid to help those who are suffering, but also to try to speak truth to power, to try to encourage power to change policies that impact negatively, wittingly or unwittingly, on the on vulnerable Christian communities and other religious minorities.
The best way for our listeners to learn more and be partner with you is to the website I gave earlier?
That's right. That's the best way. Check out our website, www.csi-usa.org.
It's an honor, as always, my friend, to talk with you, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Don.
You're very welcome. Dr. John Eibner, truly one of the Lord's great servants and a great organization that many of you are familiar with because we've worked with them through the years and times past and no doubt will again. Christian Solidarity International, CSI-USA.org. CSI-USA.org. I highly recommend them as an organization to learn about and to learn from because they provide so much information, but then also take that information and partner with them as the Lord may lead. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Entertainment answer. What is my Blu-ray pick of the week? Well, it's Toy Story 4. If your kid is anything like mine, it has been a Forky-filled year around the house. Now the whole family can watch Forky as Woody and the whole Toy Story gang are back for this one.
Yeah, Rex, Bullseye, Slinky, the Potato Heads.
Toy Story 4 now on digital, DVD, and Blu-ray from Disney. Rated G, it is certainly fun for everyone. Info on winning a digital copy of Toy Story 4 can be found at theentertainmentanswer.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do you have a leaky faucet, a running toilet, lights that don't work, or worse yet, a heating and air conditioning system that's been ignored for years? It's time to take some action and go to aactionhomeservices.com. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
CBS Tonight. Don't miss a new episode of All Rise. L.A.'s newest Superior Court judge is changing the system.
You're going to be one of those creative judges.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
One case at a time.
Your Honor.
We're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
Now it's her court and her rules.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
The original new series, All Rise, CBS Tonight.
This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Capital Beltway is in bad shape due to several accidents. On the outer loop, three-vehicle accident right at Connecticut Avenue. Also, still trying to recover from a 270 spur outer loop accident involving a tractor trailer. It's going to still be blocking two of your left lanes, and it is at a crawl on the outer loop with delays from University Boulevard parking lot all the way over through to 270 spur there. You want to avoid that if at all possible. Inner loop also stop and go with more than 60 minutes of off and on congestion between 270 over through to Ritchie Marlboro Road.
Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Mostly cloudy today, lows 62 to 66. Becoming much warmer tomorrow. Clouds giving way to sunshine, high 85. Warm and humid tomorrow night, mainly clear, lows 68 to 72. Sunshine, very hot and humid Wednesday, high 96, breaking the record of 89 set in 1986. The AccuWeather forecast. This is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. The following is a program heard recently here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show on WAVA with House Democrats and probably a couple of Republicans, maybe more, hell-bent, it seems, on doing anything they can to defeat the presidency of Donald Trump and, above all, make sure he doesn't get a second term of office in 2020. Well, they now have launched their latest effort to do that, a formal impeachment inquiry into the president based on claims that he pressured the president of Ukraine to target a political rival, namely former Democrat Vice President Joe Biden. You know all of that and more, I'm sure. However, constitutional experts at Heritage Foundation remind us America's founders did not provide for impeachment as a partisan political weapon or as a response by Congress to a president's policies with which they disagree. Well, joining me to talk more about it, one of the experts in these matters, John Malcolm, serves as vice president for the Institute for Constitutional Government and director of the Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at Heritage, oversees the Heritage Foundation's work to increase understanding of the Constitution and rule of law. By the way, he also serves as Heritage's Ed Gilbertson and Sherry Lindbergh Gilbertson Senior Legal Fellow. John, it's an honor to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Don. Thanks for having me on.
Now, your colleagues, Tom Jipping and Hans Van Spakovsky, wrote an article on this, Impeachment Process, Constitution, Historical Practice. And they say the discussion and debate about impeachment occurring in the U.S. House of Representatives and elsewhere is plagued with confusion over this rarely exercised procedure. Talk about some of the confusion and really how the Democrats, it seems to me, are taking the American public into an absolute maze of misunderstanding as to what can and can't be done and whether this action by the president even comes close to being impeachable.
Well, so one thing you said in the lead up to your introducing me, it's absolutely correct, which is we have elections to decide policy matters, and the American people get to decide, you know, which president they want in terms of executing policies. We don't have an impeachment process to debate policy matters. So there are parliamentary systems where you can immediately call for a no confidence vote in the president or the prime minister, and you can immediately throw them out of office because you disagree with the policy direction in which they want to lead the country. That is not what our Constitution calls for. The Constitution calls for an impeachment process based on treason, high crimes, and misdemeanors. People get confused a little bit by the term impeachment, thinking that if you are impeached, you are removed from office. That is not true. So, for instance, Bill Clinton was impeached. He was not removed from office. It is largely a political process. I think there's general agreement that you don't have to have been convicted of a felony or have committed a felony in order to be removed. If you engage in a gross abuse of power, a gross abuse of office, that can constitute a high crime and misdemeanor. It only takes a majority of the House of Representatives to return an article of impeachment, which is, you know, the Democrats have control of the House. So if they are hell-bent on impeaching President Trump, they can do it with a simple majority. But then the matter gets sent over to the Senate for a trial, and it requires two-thirds of the Senate, 67 senators, before a president is removed from office. There have only been two presidents in our nation's history who have been impeached, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton. Andrew Johnson survived by one vote. Bill Clinton had a few votes to spare. Neither was removed from office. The House was on the verge of impeaching Richard Nixon, and he most assuredly would have been removed from office. He chose to resign instead. In terms of the allegations against the president, at the moment, it's a little bit of what you see is in the eyes of the beholder. So the left is portraying these conversations with President Zelensky as if to say, you know, Congress had approved $400 million in aid. The president was, to use Adam Schiff's words, engaging in a classic mafia shakedown by saying, I will not give you the $400 million in aid unless you aid my political campaign by investigating my rival, Joe Biden. Others are saying, look, this transcript's been released. There was no threat implicitly or explicitly to withhold funds from the Ukrainian government. The president talked about a lot of investigations. He was not only referring to Joe Biden, he was also referring to, you know, this new investigation that Bill Barr had just undertaken into how the president's campaign came to be investigated. And with respect to Joe Biden, you know, he's not covered exactly in glory either. So he has bragged about the fact that when he was vice president, he literally engaged in a quid pro quo. He was in Kiev, Ukraine, and said, Congress has approved $1 billion in loan guarantees. I am leaving in 6 hours, and you will not get those loan guarantees unless you fire a particular prosecutor named Shokin within the next 6 hours. He did. The prosecutor was fired. It was alleged at the time that prosecutor was investigating an energy company for corruption that had just brought on Hunter Biden, the vice president's son, to be on its board of directors, and they paid him $1.6 million over a 16-month period. So, you know, there are some people who believe that that is a perfectly legitimate area of inquiry as well, regardless of whether he is a chief rival to President Trump or not.
I'm so glad you added that latter point, because that was my next area I wanted to go to, and that is the fact that Biden did what they're accusing this president of doing. He did it in spades and was quite happy to was quite happy, as you've reminded us, to brag about it. But the larger issue, it seems to me, is the amount of energy that's being spent. For me, personally, I think the Democrats are running scared. They know that they are in trouble in terms of 2020. That's my view. But some have said that, look, if they proceed with this latest attack on the president, it will simply guarantee his reelection. What do you think?
You know, it's hard for me to read political tea leaves. Obviously, it's a very high stakes gamble. The Republicans suffered at the polls when they impeached President Clinton, because the public just didn't feel as if what the president had done in terms of, you know, lying under oath about his affair with Monica Lewinsky as part of the Paula Jones matter warranted his being removed from office. I am quite sure that there are a lot of Democrats in red-leaning states, congressmen and senators like the senator from Alabama, who are very nervous about all of this. But, you know, I'm sure that Susan Collins in Maine and maybe Martha McSally in Arizona or Cory Gardner in Colorado, Republicans running for reelection in states that have tended to trend blue lately. Maine is, in fact, a pretty much of a blue state. I'm sure they're a little nervous, too. So both sides are taking a real gamble by embarking down this road. It is certainly very upsetting to the country, but it certainly seems as if we're going to be living with this for the next several months, probably up to and through the next election.
We're talking with John Malcolm of the Heritage Foundation. Check his work out and that of his colleagues at the website heritage.org. John, there are times when members of Congress have faced discipline of one sort or another. Is impeachment used only at the level of the president, or is this something that can be used on congressional members as well?
Well, the answer is, can it only be used on the president? No. Can it be applied to House members? No. What happens is they have their own set of rules about when they can expel their own members. It is apart from the impeachment process. It is part of the House rules. Yes, so the vice president can be impeached. Cabinet members can be impeached. The only time impeachment has been successful in our nation's history, and it's only been a handful of times, it's been for federal judges. And in almost all of those instances, they were for federal judges where it was determined that they had taken bribes.
From what we know up front, what's the best response this president and his administration can take to this? Because we know this much, the Democrats and those on the far left especially don't let go of any issue, no matter how questionable it may be, if not outright false. They're going to run it into the ground if they have to try to get him. If you were counseling him, how would you advise him to proceed in defending himself on this matter?
Well, far be it from me to advise the president how to respond. He has accurately described himself as a counterpuncher. He has his own unique and inimical style of responding to his enemies. And so regardless of what I would advise him, he and Rudy Giuliani and others are going to respond exactly the way they're responding.
from what you know so far, and the transcript, as you say, has been out of the whistleblower, again, I'm greatly disturbed by these unidentified whistleblowers, many of whom perhaps come out of the deep state of the Obama years. How do we survive that sort of betrayal of a president on either side of the aisle?
Well, so you raise a really interesting point. I mean, whistleblowers, you have, as with any anonymous source, there are pluses and there are minuses. The plus is you get more information, and occasionally that information displays actual wrongdoing, and you still protect people in terms of their reputations or threats to their safety. So those are the positives of whistleblowers. Of course, the negative of whistleblowers and anonymous sources is they can make stuff up and spin everybody into tops, and it turns out to be totally fallacious. But one thing that is important is here, you know, the president needs to rely and trust the intelligence community. This president probably already has a healthy distrust of the intelligence community, and his trust level is likely to go down significantly after this whistleblower complaint. And actually, when you end up putting a barrier between the intelligence community and the president, that is not generally a good thing for the country and could potentially imperil, you know, national security. There has to be a real trust level there. The stakes are high, and so this does real damage to that relationship and quite possibly to future presidents as well.
Great to talk with you about it. I hope we can do it again. Thank you.
Sounds great, Don. Bye-bye.
John Malcolm, he is with the Heritage Foundation, and you can check his work out, as I said, and that of his colleagues at heritage.org.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A very modest rebound for U.S. stocks to kick off the week. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 96 points, the NASDAQ Composite recouped 59, and the S&P 500 gained 15. Both the Dow and S&P rose 1.2% for the third quarter, while the NASDAQ, however, was marginally lower. A positive Hong Kong Stock Exchange debut today for an IPO from Anheuser-Busch InBev's Asian operations. In their first day of trading, Budweiser Brewing APAC shares rose 4.4% above the initial offering price of HK$27 a share. Budweiser Asia's IPO raised $5 billion U.S. dollars. Plant-based meat alternatives are very popular these days, but do they have staying power? One food industry executive isn't so sure. In an interview with Barron's, Chipotle CEO Brian Nichols said that while the plant-based foods movement is a real trend, he's skeptical that consumers who are eating meat alternatives now will stick with them. Chipotle does offer sofritas, a meat alternative made from organic tofu. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don Crow here for Food for the Poor. For 37 years, Food for the Poor has been one of the truly great first responders to the needs and crises throughout the Caribbean and Latin American countries. And it's doing that once again as whole communities in Abacos and Grand Bahama Islands have been destroyed. And worse yet, warnings are now being issued about new tropical systems threatening in the Atlantic. That's why your gift is so important right now, as you help provide food, water, filters, generators, tarps, hygiene kits, and other emergency relief supplies to people who have literally lost everything. Your one-time gift of any amount is going to make a difference. $80 will help one person. $160 will assist two. $240 will provide for three people. And your $320 gift will provide for a family of four. But again, your gift of any amount is needed at 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone and say the word give, or give online at WAVA.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. When Jesus appeared to Afruz in a dream, she was shocked. That's not who she had prayed to. Afrouz was a Muslim, so why would Jesus show up saying those strange words, "Come unto me and I will give you rest"? For Afrouz, a hard life in Iran made rest a foreign concept. It wasn't until a Christian coworker showed her Matthew 11:18, where she read the same words that Jesus had spoken to her, that she finally understood. Today, Afrouz's heart belongs to Jesus. She's filled with peace, experiencing the rest that Jesus promised. May the Lord give us that same peace in the midst of difficulty.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Don Kroah Show on WAVA. A couple of interesting stories. I think these are from Christian Post. Wheaton College students sue Chicago after being told they cannot evangelize in the park. Four student evangelists from Wheaton, in Illinois, of course, suing the Chicago city government over a set of rules that they say are restricting their freedom of speech and religion at a popular park in the city. The students are members of the Chicago Evangelism Team, sponsored by the Office of Christian Outreach at Wheaton College. Students contend they have faced opposition and at times have been prohibited by security from evangelizing at Millennium Park, 24-acre downtown venue hosting a range of activities, including concert theaters, activities, dance performances, art shows, nature walks, and a whole lot more. But tell you what, no religion, apparently. Chicago Evangelism Team exists to, quote, proclaim the gospel in the city of Chicago to whomever we find there. The group would commute to the city on Friday evenings to share the gospel with those willing to listen and engage with them. And Matthew Swart, in a statement, sophomore at the university, said, or college rather, said, "We desire to exercise our constitutional right to free speech through the sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For the sake of every citizen who desires to make use of the rights our forefathers bled for, we pray that the city of Chicago amend their unconstitutional code." And as of last Wednesday, the law group was in the process of filing a motion in federal court for a preliminary or permanent injunction against the set of rules that govern the behavior at the park, and so forth. University, let's see, this university is in Iowa. The University of Iowa has received a federal judge's ruling that it cannot force its InterVarsity Christian Fellowship chapter to permit non-Christian student leaders. This has been a battle that's been fought for years in various different venues. U.S. District Court Judge Stephanie Rose issued a ruling last Friday that allowed for InterVarsity to continue to choose its leadership based on religious parameters rather than conform to the university's anti-discrimination policy known as the Human Rights Policy. The ruling stipulated the university, quote, may not enforce the university's human rights policy against InterVarsity or the ruling stipulated the university may not enforce the university's human rights policy against InterVarsity based on the content of InterVarsity's leadership selection policies. So this is one of those victories on behalf of freedom of speech and freedom of assembly and freedom of ordering your business as an entity such as IV as you wish without interference from the university.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
Hi, this is Nick Brino, local sales manager at WAVA. If you love WAVA, have experience in outside sales, and understand digital marketing, we may have a career opportunity for you. Call 703-807-2266 or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Use the keyword job. You know WAVA's mission. Here's your chance to join our team. Call our main number, 703-807-2266, or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Keyword job, equal opportunity employer.
I would steal pills from my friend's mom.
We talk about all the common drugs, but never prescription medication.
I was addicted to pills.
Had I more knowledge, I would have done things differently.
Hi, I'm Congressman Jerry Conley. Opioid abuse and addiction is an epidemic in our community. Secure your medications and talk with your kids today.
Visit drugfree.org to find out how together we can make a difference. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? We will have our hearts prepared with worship led by Grammy Award-winning Laura Story, and I'll be opening up the Scriptures so that we allow Scripture to steer our lives as we explore God's eternal truths together. So join me next summer for an unforgettable 7 days of cruising.
Learn more at WAVA.com. Keyword, Alaska.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900.
We are here because we all care deeply about Whit and his health.
Some days it's easier being sick than others.
Whit, what are you doing out of bed?
Well, I'm looking for a book to read.
Back.
Really?
I'll find a book for you.
Is it possible to have too many visitors?
Just yell if you need anything.
An escape would be nice.
Find out what happens.
Where is Whit?
On the next Adventure in Odyssey.
Monday at 8 p.m. on WAVA.
What is an idol? I want you to listen carefully. An idol is a God substitute.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
An idol can be uncontrollable appetite for sex, for drugs, for alcohol. An idol can be even a Christian service. Anything that takes God's place is an idol.
Passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth on Leading the Way.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at AActionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
Hey, here's a story for you. South Korean mayor dumped a ton of trash on a clean beach. Why'd he do it? To give the environmental campaigners something to pick up. He's now had to apologize. Officials trucked in litter and waste that had already been collected from rubbish-strewn coasts and scattered it all over the pristine and southwest Jindo. The following day, hundreds of volunteers scoured the shores, bagged up the garbage as part of an event to mark the International Coastal Cleanup Day, global event aimed at countering the scourge of seaborne waste. And the county mayor said in a statement, "We brought in waste styrofoam and other coastal trash gathered from nearby areas so the 600 participants
could, you know, carry out cleanup activities and, you know, feel like they're really doing something special and important. And his office apologized for causing trouble and, in fact, said the event was meant to raise awareness of the seriousness of coastal waste. Well, I'm sure a lot of the South Koreans saying, what, our mayor has lost his ever-loving mind. Well, your leg is probably, the guy headed to Boston looking for his leg, is probably on the South Korean beach somewhere.
Grace to You with John MacArthur is heard Monday through Friday at 9 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA. Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah, weeknights at 9 on Talk Radio for the whole family, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.